It's the right and it's the duty of my citizens to vote. I abhor them constitution like time it is. Good evening. Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. I want to thank my mom for giving birth to me in the beautiful Virgin Islands. She had 50 states and Puerto Rico to choose from. She chose the Virgin Islands, and I thank her each chance that I get. My name is Lawrence Bisciotta, and my guest this evening is the Director of Corporate Communication, Chanel Peterson. Ms. Peterson, how are you? Okay, wait, I guess you're off. She'll be right back. Good evening. Is this Ms. Peterson? Hello? Hello? Good evening. Is this Ms. Peterson? Hello? Hello? Good evening. Is this Ms. Peterson?
Good evening.
Hi, Ms. Peterson. This is the Director of Corporate Communications of WAPA. How are you? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello, yes.
Oh, okay. I can hear you. Yeah, okay. So we have Chanel Peterson, Director of the Corporate Communications online.
No, I can't hear you.
I'm fixing the boards here. I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now? I think I got it. Can you hear me now?
It is a little better, but it's still pretty tough.
Okay. Is that better? Okay, but just go ahead. I'll work on it, and you could give... I can hear you clearly, so you can give the information about all the good things that we're hearing about WAPA. Ms. Peterson? Ms. Peterson? Yeah, I could hear you clearly. I was saying you could go ahead. Can you hear me? I can hear you clearly.
Okay, hi. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I can't complain. It could be worse. Yeah, I said I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Yes, this is Chanel Peterson, Director of Communications for the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority. Thank you so much for having me. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Definitely need to make it in studio soon.
Yeah, it's less problems when you're in studio. That's correct. What's funny, I get more problems with the local connections than I do stateside. Sometimes I have as clear as day in stateside, and then local it's a bad connection. But that's okay. We'll go ahead and hear all the positive stuff that you have about WAPA.
Awesome. Well, we definitely appreciate it. So thank you again for having me this evening. Wanted to, you know, just update the community on a few things that are happening at WAPA, talk about where we are on some of our projects. And we actually released a press release today, earlier this afternoon, because our team was doing some testing in its billing test environment last night, and an autopay file was inadvertently processed, which resulted in about 3,000 customers that were charged. And so we have acknowledged the error. We do sincerely apologize for this incident. And we can imagine that it's a huge inconvenience, and it may have caused some confusion, but they are still currently working on reversing those charges for the individuals that did receive that additional charge this month. So we appreciate everyone's understanding and patience as we work to resolve the issue. Hopefully we'll be able to send out a press release first thing in the morning, indicating that it has been reversed and all is well and back to normal. So we're definitely also undergoing some tests to see why that happened and how to ensure it does not happen again. And in other news, we celebrated World Water Day on March 22nd. The theme this year actually is protecting our waters for future generations. And as part of our effort in celebrating World Water Day, we actually created a few short videos that taught how water is produced, or that teaches, excuse me, how water is produced here in the territory by our partner Seven Seas, with a water plant both on St. Thomas at the Randolph Harley Power Plant on St. Thomas, and then also at the Richmond plant on St. Croix. You'd be surprised how many times I get how many water plants or electric plants we have across the territory, and the answer is just two. So one based on the island of St. Thomas and one based on the island of St. Croix. And as part of the videos that we shared, we also were able to send those out to the Department of Education, and they were able to share those with the children in several of the schools, which was really good to see. So we're looking forward to actually Drinking Water Week coming up next month, right after the St. Thomas Carnival festivities. So that is going to be May 6th through the 10th. So we'll definitely be getting some more communication ramped up around Drinking Water Week. And we'll even have some challenges out there. So we're looking forward to that week as well.
So the presentation that's done to the children in the various schools explains how Seven Seas or WAPA makes the water?
It appears we are still having some technical... Yeah.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, it's great.
So my question was, with World Water Day, the presentations to the children. The presentation that you did to the children, does it talk how that water, Seven Seas or WAPA makes water from salt water, or how is that presentation?
Yeah, so it does talk about how water is collected from salt water, the ocean water, and then it's processed at the water plant by Seven Seas, and it also goes into what happens with the water that's not used versus the water that is then deemed usable for drinking water. So we've got a very succinct or short video where we break it down with different graphics and video, and folks can find that on our YouTube page. And they can also find it on our Facebook page at USBI WAPA.
Is there also a presentation, because I know St. Croix might be a little different than St. Thomas because of what they went through with the sargasm. Is that also included in the presentation because of what might be in the salt water or different complications that WAPA might run into, or is that too complicated for the children?
Well, that's a great question. So at this time, it is still the same process. One of the things that on St. Croix they're doing is actually sort of like adding a barrier so that the sargasm doesn't impact the water intake area. But it still is taken in from the ocean and processed similarly. And then, as I mentioned, the water that's not used goes back out into the ocean, and the other water that is used goes towards the main storage tank, and then that is serviced to the customers across the island through either the pump stations and in some cases via gravity, which is why, you know, we get questions sometimes around why is it when my power goes out, my water goes out, but it's not consistent across the territory. And that's because some customers are located in areas where their water is serviced through gravity and others require a pump to pump the water to their home. And so depending on where you live, where your tank is, where your home is relative to the tank and the type of mechanics or science that's being used, that'll actually make a difference as to whether you will remain to have water if the electric, if there is an interruption to the electric side and if you'll actually be out of water for that time period.
Understood. And then is the presentation talks anything about the problem that, or I'm not going to say a problem, the obstacles that WAPA faced a few months ago with the quote unquote lead in the water and it's not really in the water. So how was questions like that raised to the children, or is that, like I said, it's too much for them?
So when it comes to educating about how to protect folks from lead, we did not include that piece in the presentation. Those have really been both like our in-person conversations and engagement, as well as we have a PSA that's out now. And we also have a couple of videos on social media that talks about that. One of the things that we did notice, even when we were going out to the schools earlier on, like in November and October, November of last year, alongside Department of Health, is that there was a lot of confusion. And even when we talk about like lead today, a lot of our education isn't just around water, and it's not specific to St. Croix because lead is a part of the environment. And so we continue that education with the importance of knowing that if your home, you know, was built past a certain year, then it's possible that you have paint in your home that may use lead. We also talk about antique toys that are left out in the sun can oftentimes leach lead. We also talk about cosmetics, very fine powders and makeups and even seasonings that can contain lead. And this is on a worldwide scale as to where lead can be found. And in fact, in the three cases that the Department of Health identified where persons did have lead, it was from their cooking appliance as well as an item in their home. So that's why, you know, as we are actually planning to go into actually meet with more students later this month in celebration of Earth Day, and then, as I also mentioned, the Drinking Water Week will continue to educate about that. But we definitely don't want to place any fear in children. We just want to ensure that families are safe and they know how to protect their loved ones.
Correct. I wasn't more interfering in them, but giving them the education so they don't spread it. And then next thing you know, the parents spread it and it's gone haywire. Talking about that, because I only have about 7 more minutes with you, if you could just sum up how WAPA has now dealt with all the issue on the water issue concerning St. Croix, and then we hopefully if we have another time, I'll ask another question, but I don't think so. You need as much minutes as possible to answer that.
No problem. So as the Environmental Protection Agency found in late November that we did not have the high levels of lead. In fact, we had very low levels of lead, and in some cases, they were undetectable. We, as mentioned, are still continuing the education piece, which is very important, but also we are also continuing the water rehabilitation projects. The water rehabilitation projects are continuing to replace the old ductile iron pipes to the new PVC pipes, which include all lead-free components in the water system. We just kicked off the Hannah's Rest Waterline Rehabilitation Project, and that was kicked off in February. And I want to say right now, we're actually about 33% complete on the Hannah's Rest Project. We're continuing on the Campo Rico Waterline Rehabilitation Project, and that project is about 80% complete. And then, as I've mentioned previously, the Clifton Hill project was also completed, and we are still working very closely with FEMA, which is the funding source for the Prudent Replacement Program. And with the Prudent Replacement Program, that is going to be a complete overhauling of the entire water system across St. Croix. And we do also have plans to have a similar project for the St. Thomas, St. John district. And in fact, later this month, we're going to be presenting to FEMA and some other federal partners on where we are on the progress of those projects, as well as updates on the upcoming projects that we have in the pipeline. We're continuing to distribute filters to customers that were initially identified in those neighborhoods. And then we're also still offering free lead and copper testing for any business, any resident that are WAPA customers.
Okay. And then one last thing before we go, because I was on St. John the other day, and this is a different topic than the water. I have to switch over to the composite poles. Is St. John 100%? I know Water Island is, but is St. John 100% yet with the composite poles?
St. John is not 100%, but you are right. Water Island is 100%. Overall, across all three islands, we're actually at about 90% complete. So each island, with the exception, well, St. Thomas and St. John are both about over 80% complete, whereas St. Croix is just under 80% complete. And as you mentioned, Water Island is 100%. So we are definitely getting close. That project is still expected to be completed this year. And of course, our goal is to have this done before the height of hurricane season.
Correct, which is coming up in 2 months, although it seems like it's far away, but it'll creep up after Carnival. It'll be tapping you saying, we're about to begin.
Indeed.
Well, anything Indeed. You want to say before you go? I don't want to ask some more questions. Just give any information that you want before you go, because I have 2 more minutes left.
No problem. So I just want to say thank you again. And if customers or the public are interested in learning more about what we are doing, we are actually updating all of our water projects. We have some videos on our website that they can view and learn about each of those water projects that we have going on. We also have updates on the underground projects, the substation projects. And so we do invite people to visit us there. And then if they haven't already, to be sure to follow us on social media, including Facebook at U.S. Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority, as well as on Instagram at USVIWAPA. And then we're on Twitter, VIWAPA. And we're really adding videos pretty regularly on our YouTube page. Most recently, we added a behind the scenes, what happens during an outage at one of the plants, where we had one of our superintendents or site supervisor, that talked about in this particular instance what was happening. And so we are going to be continuing with that particular series. And then I always do want to encourage folks, if they have interest, to have WAPA to present, whether it's to their students or it's to their association, or if they just want to really engage with the authority, to feel free to reach out to communications at viwapa.vi. And again, for folks who are interested in information on how to get their water tested, they can still always call our hotline, which is 340-719-6673. And we'd be happy to provide, again, more of that sense of security and bring that trust back into the authority with the public.
Great to hear. I want to thank you so much for providing the type of information that you normally do, and I'll look forward to setting up a schedule so that we could give you more time next time.
All right, you got it. And in person, for sure.
All right, bye.
All right, take care.
Sure. Bye. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes with our next guest.